Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. One great myth in medicine is that aspirin was first used by Hippocrates to treat pain. He's the ancient Greek physician regarded as the father of medicine in the 5th century BCE.
But his writings barely mention willow. Willow leaves and bark contain salicin, which is the active ingredient that dulls pain.
Most histories of aspirin include 4,000-year-old Sumerian tablets that mention willow for pain relief. It was also used by the ancient Chinese and Greeks, but Hippocrates gets the most credit.
The problem is that the type of willow tree he used didn't have enough salicin in the bark to be effective when chewed or brewed as a tea as prescribed by him.
The real credit goes to several groups of scientists. In the 18th century, Edward Stone, an English vicar, used dried willow bark for 5 years to treat fevers. Drying it concentrates the salicin.
Then in 1826, Italian researchers extracted salicin from willow bark, and 2 years later, a German pharmacologist purified it and named it salicin for willow in Latin.
It was another 50 years before a clinical trial of salicin showed it reduced fever and inflammation. Soon after, it was mass-produced in Germany, and a chemist for Bayer Pharmaceutical made it into the aspirin we know today, one that's easier on the stomach.
An astonishing 40,000 metric tons of aspirin is still used. We're grateful that it not only relieves pain, but reduces swelling and prevents blood clots.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.